ব্রজেন্দ্র কুমার তুমি সর্বে সরেশ্বর ব্রজেন্দ্র কুমার তুমি সর্বে সরেশ্বর ব্রজেন্দ্র কুমার তুমি সর্বে সরেশ্বর ব্রজেন্দ্র কুমার তোমার ইচ্ছায় বিশ্বে সৃজন সংহার তব ইচ্ছা মত ব্রহ্মা সৃজন তব তব ইচ্ছা মাতা বিষ্ণু করে না পালন তব তব ইচ্ছা মাতে শিব সংহার তব তব ইচ্ছা মতে মায়া বিবেকার তব তব ইচ্ছা মতে জীবে জনম মরণ তব সমৃদ্ধি নিপাতে দুঃখ সুখ সংগঠন নিচে মায়াবদ্ধ জীব আশা পাশে ঘিরে নিচে না তব ইচ্ছা বিনা কিছু করিতে না পারে তব তুমি তো রক্ষা Oh, তোমার চরণাদিনা আশা নাহিয়ার তোমার নিজ বল চেষ্টা প্রতি ভরসা ছাড়িয়া নিজ তোমার ইচ্ছা আছি নির্ভর করিয়া তোমার ভক্তি বিনাদায়তি বিনয়া কিঞ্চন তোমার ইচ্ছায়তা জীবন মরণ তুমি চরবে চরে চর তোমার তুমি সর্বে সারে চরন্দ্র তুমি সর্বে সারে চর ব্রজেন্দ্র তোমার তুমি সর্বে রামসুন্দর রাধা রামসুন্দর জয় কৃষ্ণ রল রাম কৃষ্ণ রল রাম কৃষ্ণ রল রাম জয় কৃষ্ণ রল রাম জয় জয় প্রভুপাল 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 জয় জয় প্রভুপাল
Translation, we can all read together if you like. O youthful son of the king of Braja, you are the Lord of all lords. According to your will, creation and destruction take place in the universe. According to your will, Lord Brahma preaches. And according to your will, Lord Vishnu maintains. According to your will, Lord Shiva destroys. And according to your will, Maya constructs the prison house of this world. According to your will, the living beings take birth and die. And according to your will, they meet with prosperity and ruin, happiness and sorrow. The tiny soul bound up by Maya vainly struggles in the fetters of worldly desire. Without your sanction, he is unable to do anything. You are my only protector and maintainer. Except for your lotus feet, there is no other hope for me. No longer confident in my own strength and endeavor, I have become solely dependent on your will. Bhaktivinoda is most poor, and his pride has been leveled. Now, in accordance with your will, he lives and dies. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Ama jnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya munavishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adyati Mahasivasa Devaranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Krishna Janmasthami Mahotsava Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Kita. So we're going to read one verse from the 10th canto, chapter 1, chapters entitled Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. This is just an introduction to the introduction, like that. We can all repeat. Vasudeva Kata Prashna
Vasudeva Kata Prashna
Purusham Strin Punati Bhaktaram Pritchakam Shotrins Tatpada Shalilam Yata Vasudeva Kata Prashna Purusham Strin Punatihi Bhaktaram Pritchakam Shrotrins Tatpada Shalilam Yata Vasudeva Kata Prashna Purusham Strin Punatihi Bhaktaram Pritchakam Shrotrins Tatpada Shalilam Yata Vasudeva Kata Prashna Vasudeva Kata Prashna Vasudeva Kata Prashna Vasudeva Kata Prashna questions about the pastimes and characteristics of Vasudev Krishna. Purushan, persons, Trin, three, Punati, purify, he, indeed, Bhaktaram, the speaker such as Shukadev Goswami, Prichakam, and an inquisitive hearer like Maharaj Prakrit. Shrotrin, and between them the listeners hearing about the topics. Tatpada Salilam Yata. Exactly as the entire world is purified by the Ganges water, emanating from the toe of Lord Vishnu. Translation purport by Svangir Shri Prabhupada. The Ganges emanating from the toe of Lord Vishnu purifies the three worlds, the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. Similarly, when one asks questions about the pastimes and characteristics of Lord Vasudev Krishna, three varieties of men are purified: the speaker or preacher, he who inquires, and the people in general who listen. And purport is, it is said, Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jyasu Shreya Uttamam, Bhagavatam 11.3.21. Those interested in understanding transcendental subject matters as the goal of life must approach the bona fide spiritual master. Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta. One must surrender to such a guru who can give right information about Krishna. Herein, Maharaj Prakrit has surrendered to the right personality, Shukadev Goswami, for enlightenment in Vasudeva Katha. Vasudeva is the original personality of Godhead who has unlimited spiritual activities. Srimad Bhagavatam is a record of such activities, and Bhagavad Gita is the record of Vasudeva speaking personally. Therefore, since the Krishna consciousness movement is full of Vasudeva Katha, anyone who hears, anyone who joins the movement, and anyone who preaches will be purified. So this is just an introduction to the topic here that we're talking about Lord Krishna's birth appearance day today. The very next verse describes. We can read Bhumir Kripta Nripa Vyaja Taichanika Satayutai Akranta Bhuri Bharina Brahmanam Sharanam Jayo. It says, once when Mother Earth was overburdened by hundreds of thousands of military phalanxes of various conceited demons dressed like kings, she approached Lord Brahma for relief. So we understand that this is the one of the main reasons for Krishna's appearance. That is described that Krishna appears for different reasons as they are described. Anyway, the purport for this verse is also very relevant. I wanted to read because it's quite topical. When the world is overburdened by unnecessary military arrangements and when various demoniac kings are the executive heads of state, this burden causes the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4.7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of your religion, at that time I appear myself. When the residents of this earth become atheistic and godless, they descend to the status of animals like dogs and hogs, and thus their only business is to bark among themselves. This is dharma siglani, deviation from the goal of life. Human life is meant for attaining the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness, but when people are godless and the presidents or kings are unnecessarily puffed up with military power, their business is to fight and increase the military strength of their different states. Nowadays, therefore, it appears that every state is busy manufacturing atomic weapons to prepare for a third world war. Such preparations are certainly unnecessary. They reflect the false pride of the heads of state. The real business of a chief executive is to see to the happiness of the mass of people by training them in Krishna consciousness in different divisions of life. Chaturvarnyam mayashrishtam unakarma vibhagasha. Bhagavad Gita 4:13. A leader should train the people as Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras and engage them in various occupational duties, thus helping them progress toward Krishna consciousness. Instead, however, rogues and thieves in the guise of protectors arrange for a voting system, and in the name of democracy, they come to power by hook or crook and exploit the citizens. Even long, long ago, asuras, persons devoid of Krishna consciousness, became the heads of state, and now this is happening again. The various states of the world are preoccupied with arranging for military strength. Sometimes they spend 65% of the government's revenue for this purpose. But why should people's hard-earned money be spent in this way? Because of the present world situation, Krishna has descended in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. This is quite natural, for without the Krishna consciousness movement, I'll just repeat that. Because of the present world situation, Krishna has descended in the form of this Krishna consciousness movement. This is quite natural, for without the Krishna consciousness movement, the world cannot be peaceful and happy. So, as Krishna spoke in the Bhagavad Gita, especially fourth chapter, so many things about his appearance, and very nice. He gives very nice formula for us who are suffering in this type of situation that is described in the purport here by Srila Prabhupada, how the demoniac kings are leading us, misleading us in so many ways, not training anyone in their real business of Krishna consciousness. So Krishna says that's very simple formula. Very important in this day, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata. Simply, very simple formula, just understand Krishna, how his appearance and activities. Janma karma cha me divyam. Divyam is the most important thing, two important things there. Divyam is transcendental, and then tatvata. We have to understand, in truth, these things are not simply some sentiment, but these are a very scientific process of Krishna consciousness that has to be understood, as we read in the first verse, Tasmat Gurum Prapajita. One has to approach the spiritual master and understand from him these science of Krishna consciousness, Tatvata, in truth. And then how is this? There is that the divyam, this is not some ordinary affair. We had nice description of the Alpas today, how Radha and Krishna were married. So this is not ordinary affair of man and woman in this material world, or these activities. This birth of Krishna, how is this birth of Krishna? Yesterday was a very nice verse. Actually, it was I was contemplating just speaking on that verse again today, because the verse was so interesting. It says, the translation is, the appearance of the Lord is manifested for the annihilation of the upstarts. His activities are transcendental and are enacted for the understanding of all persons. Otherwise, since the Lord is transcendental to all material modes, what purpose could he serve by coming to earth? And it's again, he says this, Ajasya Janmotpata Nashanayad. Krishna's name, one of his names, Aja, and the Bhagavad Gita also declares like that, Ajopi son of Yayatma, that I am unborn. And that is also one of Queen Kunti's prayers. She also describes the same thing that Krishna describes in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Kunti Devi sort of elaborates on it. She says that Kechid Ahura Jam Jatam. It says some people say that the unborn takes birth. Punya Shloka Shikirte, to glorify those kings, the transcend, the qualified kings are there. Lord Krishna is called Yadava. He's the comes in the Yadava dynasty to glorify, that is Yado Priyasyavan Yado Priyasyandai Vaye Malayasyeva Chandanam. He says that, she says that just like the Chandan is called, sometimes it's called Malaya, it's Chandan, it's because it's born, it's grown in the Malay hills. So similarly, Krishna takes birth in the Yadu dynasty. Of course, that's also part of the transcendental nature of Krishna's birth, that he took birth, that will come to, as the son, they say, there's some song there, is that bhajan, koi kahe vasudeva kanandan, koi kahe nandalal. So that is one of the secrets of Krishna's birth. But Queen Kunti goes on, apare vasudevasya, vasudevasya. We have two words actually, you know, this vasudev and vasudev. You can say vasudev, vasudev. And Vasudev. Vasudev? And Vasudev. So who is who? What are these two different names? Can I understand? Vasudev
is the father.
Huh? Vasudev
is the father and
Vasudev
is Krishna.
Vasudev. Vasudev is the father. So it is described in the fourth canto, Lord Shiva, he says that Satvam Vishudam Vasudeva Shabditam. This Vasudev, he's the father of Krishna, and it's also another meaning of this Vishuddha Sattva. From this Vishuddha Sattva, because we're reading in this verse today that the verse that we first read, Purushams Chin Kunatihi, the three persons become purified. So we want to become purified. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, what is that? That unless one is peaceful, how can one become happy? So peacefulness comes from understanding, following this formula, you know, the peace formula that is given, Srila Prabhupada pointed out from Bhagavad Gita. We understand Krishna as the Supreme Lord and Master, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, and our best friend. This is the position of Krishna, that he's our best friend, and not only, not an ordinary friend, because he's Lord Sarva Loka Maheshram. He's the master of all planets, not only this one planet, not only this one universe even, but unlimited universes. He's the master and Lord. And so he's also the enjoyer. So we want to become purified. That is the state of Krishna's appearance. Satvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Vasudeva. So Queen Kunti says that Apare Vasudevasya Devakyam Yachito Bhigat. Some people say that Krishna appeared because of their desire. Devakyam Yachito, she had the desire that Krishna would be her son. That's described. Ajastvam, again, ajast means unborn. You are unborn. Ajastvam asya kshemaya. Padaya cha suradusham. That you've come to, some people say that he came to kill the demonic persons. And that's also Krishna says, paritranaya sarunam vinashaya chudhuspritam. So then Queen Kunti goes on, maravataranaya anye, other people, anye, puho nava ivodado, sidan kiburi bharena jato hyatma huvartita. That's others say that the world being overburdened like a boat at sea was much aggrieved, as we read from the 10th canto here, how the earth was overburdened by hundreds and thousands of military phalanxes at that time. So some people say that Krishna came to relieve that burden. We understand from the 10th canto how this Mother Earth, she approached Lord Brahma for relief, and Lord Brahma went with all the demigods to the ocean of milk, and they prayed there to cure Dakshaya Vishnu, and that transcendental message was given, just like Tene Brahma Rida. So some type of transmission is there. That Brahma said that you have to take birth, that the Supreme Lord is coming, and he told that the very interesting also that he told the Janishyate Priyatam Sambhavantu Surastriya. He told that the ladies, the demigoddesses in the heavenly planets, that they should take birth along with the demigods in order to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Purport says that Tekva deham punar janma naiti mamiti. After giving up the material body, the devotee of the Lord returns home back to Godhead. This means that the devotee is first transferred to the particular universe where the Lord is at the time staying to exhibit his pastimes. So this is the process that the Krishna consciousness, the devotee, that Chakta Deham Punarjana, one who understands Krishna's transcendental activities and birth. This is birth. It's not the birth. Sometimes, as we said, that Krishna is called Aja, he's unborn and he takes birth. So this is very contradictory seeming. So many things in Krishna consciousness movement seem very contradictory. Just like Lord Chaitanya's whole philosophy, abed abed tattva, achintya is there. Very inconceivable how something can be same and different. So these are all these different contradictions can be reconciled by the Supreme Lord. There's a Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavat, he gives some verse. He repeats this verse like 5-6 times, I think, in Chaitanya Bhagavat. I didn't count how many, but numerous times. He says that, E sablilara kabu nahi pariched avirbhav tirubhav matra kahe bed. He says that the avirbhav is another word for appearance. The word for appearance in tirubhav is a disappearance. So how is this described? It says, although the Vedas describe the Lord's appearance and disappearance, there's actually no end to his pastimes. So in the first time this verse is written, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives a nice purport. I was going to like to repeat this, actually quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 20. Where we're just reading right now on Saturdays, we're reading about the different incarnations and how they appear. So many different incarnations, they're just like waves in the river, is described. So we're coming up to the section actually where it's described. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes, it says, "The consecutive pastimes of Krishna are manifest in one of the innumerable universes moment after moment. There is no possibility of counting the universes, but in any case, some pastime of the Lord is being manifested every moment in one universe or another. Thus the Lord's pastimes are like the flowing Ganges water. In this way, all the pastimes are manifest by the son of Nanda Maharaj. Lord Krishna exhibits his pastimes of childhood, boyhood, and pre-youth. When he reaches pre-youth, he continues to exist eternally to perform his rasa dance and other pastimes. Descriptions of Krishna's eternal pastimes are all in revealed scriptures, but one cannot understand how they are continuing eternally. Let me give an example by which people may understand Lord Krishna's eternal pastimes. An example may be found in the zodiac. The sun moves across the zodiac day and night and crosses the oceans between the seven islands, one after another." Srila Prabhupada points out that just like now it's, what, 9 o'clock coming, 9:15. So our 9:15 is gone forever on this day, but someplace else it's going to be 9:15. Everywhere it's going on 9:15, 1 o'clock. Some places it's 1 o'clock. Some places 2 o'clock. So just like the sun, there is an orbit of Krishna's pastimes, which are manifest one after another. During the lifetime of 14 manus, this orbit expands through all the universes and gradually it returns. Thus Krishna moves with his pastimes through all the universes, one after another. The cycle of his pastimes turns like a wheel of fire. Thus Krishna exhibits his pastimes one after the other at every universe. Since all Krishna's pastimes are taking place continuously, at every moment some pastime is existing in one universe or another. Consequently, these pastimes are called eternal by the Vedas and Puranas." So that example is there, the sun, that sometimes the sun's presence in the sky is covered by the clouds. That doesn't mean the sun is covered, but our vision of the sun is covered. So Krishna's pastimes are going on continually. His pastimes of birth, his activities with the cowboys, his activities with the gopis, all these pastimes are going on one after another in one universe or another. And by purification, that possibility, one devotees, they have some particular desire, they can enjoy those different pastimes. So the purport continues. Yes, let's see. Okay, in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami, it is stated, "Just as Sri Krishna is the primeval Lord, or unborn, his pastimes of appearance and disappearance are beginningless. By his own sweet will, Lord Mukunda repeatedly manifests his pastimes of appearance and disappearance in this world. He is Aja, or unborn, yet he takes birth. One may ask how a person who is unborn can take birth. It appears completely contradictory. To reconcile this contradiction, one may reply that the Supreme Lord is inconceivable, full of opulences, and completely spiritual. Since there is no tinge of transformation in the Supreme Lord and his devotees, they are both unborn, and though their birth is not due to sexual intercourse, they appear in a pure heart, as the sun appears in the east, and are therefore also born." This goes on. It's very interesting how Krishna, this is the understanding that one has to come to the stage to understand that Krishna is not, of course, in one sense we understand that in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that na jayate mriyate va, that even the living entities, we don't take birth, we're not born, the living entity himself, but we take birth due to our ignorance, due to our desire to enjoy this material world, and as a result, we have to datta sehidruva mrityur dhruvam janma mrtasyachat. We have to take birth, we have to take death. These things are going on. So, to understand Krishna's transcendental nature, that is the business of the Krishna consciousness movement, to become purified, come to that state of sattvam vishuddham, vasudeva shabditam, excuse me. That to come to the stage of vasudeva platform of pure goodness that is beyond the three modes of material nature. So Queen Kunti also gives one more opinion about the appearance of Krishna. She says, but bhavesmin krishyamananam avidya kama karma bi shravana smaranarhani kadishye iti kechana. Says, yet others say that you appeared in order to renovate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned soul suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. So there was some question yesterday at the end of class about how the living entities how Krishna's pastimes are enacted for the understanding of all persons. So this is the mercy of Krishna, that he, although he's unborn, he takes birth and he appears to our vision, even though we're always material world, we're accustomed only to seeing matter. We have no transcendental vision. It's called, sometimes it's called Shastra Chakshu or Jnana Chakshu. So we are also offering to the spiritual master that prayer, that Oma Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Salaka, that we pray to the spiritual master that he's very kindly opened eyes with the torch light of knowledge. So this is the great fortune of the Krishna consciousness movement, that we can have that transcendental vision to understand Krishna in truth. Krishna says, bhakti mama bijanati yavanyas chasmi tattvata. That word tattvata is there, that we want to understand Krishna in truth scientifically. That is the process, the whole process of Krishna consciousness, that is, Queen Kunti says here, Shravana Smaranarhani, that we, that others say that he appeared to renovate the devotional service. Devotional service means activities. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam. Bhakti Uchite. That is the process of Krishna consciousness, to engage in activities of devotional service. So those activities are variegated. That's that gives everyone the opportunity. This is to, for the understanding of all persons. So all persons can engage in Krishna consciousness. It's not that we heard that just like Shukadeva Goswami is speaking, Maharaj Pariksit is inquiring, and then there's an audience of people listening. So listening, speaking, questioning, or engaging in the cleaning, kitchen, cooking, doing dressing the deities, worshipping the deities, performing fire sacrifice, chanting Vedic mantras, or taking prasadam. Very simple process. Anyone can do it. All people can understand. Who cannot understand, what is that? That everyone has to eat. Anad bhavanti bhutani. everyone has to eat. So that is the process of Krishna consciousness, so simple, and Krishna is so kind that he appears to renovate this process of Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, given us the simplest method of just chanting Hare Krishna. And as described here, we read that that the advent of Lord, that the Srila Prabhupada has kindly said that this Krishna has appeared in the form of this Krishna consciousness movement as the verdict of Krishna Das, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Also, he says that Kali Kali Nama Rupe, Krishna Avatar. That the Krishna is so kind, so we have to become, that process is there, purification of the heart, so that one can come to that platform of Vasudev, so we can understand the appearance of the Lord as Krishna's father did. So, of course, Krishna is not, we're not sentimentally accepting Krishna as the Supreme Lord, but this is described, pointed out in this verse by Puri. He says, the third canto, third chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Tvam Shila Rupa Charitai Parama Prakrishtai Satyena Satyakataya Prabhalaista Sastrai. He says, this is a prayer by Jaminacharya. He says that, O my Lord, those influenced by demonic principles cannot realize you, although you are clearly the Supreme, by dint of your exalted activities, forms and character, and uncommon power, which are confirmed by all the revealed scriptures in the quality of goodness and the celebrated transcendentalists in the divine nature. So this is not some sentiment that this Krishna consciousness movement is some sentimental movement that we're taking Krishna as the Supreme Lord and there's no basis, but he's accepted by the Supreme Lord, by all the great souls, and not only that, but he accepts, but he demonstrates by his own qualification. From Shila Rupa Charitai, that means the Shila's characteristics of the forms and the activities of Krishna, all confirm him to this, be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, and that is also stated that Prabhalais Chashastrai, but the great personalities in the scriptures have also confirmed in this way. So, we can take any questions or comments if someone has some particular. Chaitanya Prabhu, how are we going to hear you? Okay.
It's described that Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma when there's inversion of the dwarpa and cup and crater eagles.
I need some help.
Inversion of the dwarpa and crater eagles.
In the version of the dwarpa and crater eagles.
And
no, we'll start at the beginning.
Krishna comes once in the day of Brahma.
Krishna comes once in the day of Brahma.
When the inversion of the dwarpa and treta yugas.
During the inversion of the dwarpa and treta yugas.
When the 28th round of the Divya Yuga cycle.
The 28th round of the Divya Yuga cycle.
And the 7th manvantara.
In the 7th manvantara.
So who comes, and Lord Chaitanya comes, and he explains how to do bhakti.
Lord Chaitanya comes, and he explains how to do bhakti.
So who comes in the other yugas?
So who comes in the other yugas?
Well, we've come in this yuga, so we can take advantage of these two. Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're so fortunate that we had this opportunity. I, as far as names, I can't answer those questions, but That's my answer, that we have the great fortune of coming at this time. We're somehow or other given that, what is that, Brahmanda Brahmiti Kona Bhagyavanji. Somehow or other we're fortunate that we've been able to take birth at this time in this place. And we should take full advantage of this. I can't otherwise answer your question, who came. But there, but we understand that, what is it, Avatara Hesanki, that the incarnations of the Supreme Lord are unlimited. And it's as described. I had some other notes that something that that when Krishna comes, all the incarnations, they join with him. Just like when a big emperor goes on tour, all of his vassal lords come with him like that. So when Krishna comes to this world, we understand, Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the governor or the king comes to the prison house. He's not prisoner. One other note I had is that I was reading that, so some people like to, today is supposed to be, oh, there was also Jiva Goswami and the Gopal temple. He said that Krishna appeared on Wednesday on the 4th, on the 8th day of the week, what is it, waning moon? Waxing moon, waning. So this happened to be 1/7 of a chance that today we also have Wednesday on the Bhadra Ashtami. And Harmonious Magazine, they gave some calculation that this was in 1934, they had calculation that Krishna was appeared 5,160 years before. So that was about, that was 89 years before, so we can calculate 5,249 years ago. That's according to their calculation. There's all right, anybody else has questions, comments? Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Prabhupada.